anybody have any questions that they do want to ask before?
Yeah, I had a question.
Okay, go ahead.
When you're talking about a budget on people that can't afford it, the thought occurred to me that, you know, maybe they're in a crisis point with this decision. Oftentimes we're faced with different crisis points at which we have to make difficult decisions and cut back on other things so we can allow ourselves to have this opportunity. And I thought maybe you should, or we should imply to them, look, you've got a solution here in front of you. You need to look at your budget to see what other things you can cut so you can allow yourself to have this. Because this, you're at a crisis point, and you need this, you need to make some tough decisions on what your budget is to see, you know, we've got different situations with other people. This has been a successful point, and you're faced with other situations where the chemical solutions you're taking aren't working.
That's a good point.
That's a great point. You could even sit down with them and look at their budget. Like, do you go to Starbucks? Okay, well, that's $5 a day. If we took that out,
yeah.
Let's see, five times 30. It's $150 a month right there. The bone pack with all three, Alstudent, Calbens, and Lactoferrin Gold, what, about $125?
Well, if you look at, does the coffee really even help with their health? Would it be a deterrent? You know, I think you need to look at things from that matter as well.
It's Bill from Winnipeg. Another angle that we could look at here too, as far as budgeting, is I look at this as being a demo product. We get the results, we show others, deduct the full amount as a business expense. Your income tax will hence be lower. So do the figures. You can see just exactly what you're going to be saving on a basis as far as what your costs are going to be.
That's a great point. I remember somebody actually coming to me and saying, my accountant told me if I had my own business, he was a car salesman, if I had my own business, I would have saved $4,000 a year in paying taxes. Well, for that $4,000, you can have a whole wellness home, plus Osteodens, Caldens, Lactoferrin, Gold, Greenzymes, Vital Balance every month. So that's a great point, though.
Because having your own business, you can write off 25% of the use of all the household items in your home. So if you start, that's how you can figure out, not everybody might have the $4,000, but they'll have, you can figure out a quarter of the percent of what it costs you to run your home, and then you take that and you put it into the square footage, and that's actually the percent that you get to write off is your office space and your. So, but now with mobile phones and mobile office, it could almost be your entire home. So.
Good morning.
There's the whole tax picture with regard to how you do your deductions, and it goes down from your vehicle to your events that you attend, all your expenses, incidentals, entertainment. You go right through it to what you attend, conventions, events. That's an addition to your cost of your bone health products. The cost of our other demo products that we have, whether it's water, sleep, air, it's going down the line. So it's into the full income tax picture. Proper job. Do a proper job. Do a full job. Get some advice from someone.
Gloria, were you asking something? Was that your voice?
No, that's Karen. Good morning.
Oh, Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi. If we could move away from the budget for just a minute, I do have a question regarding the Fosmax and the Osteodense. Could you expand a little bit, Barb, on what you were saying about how the Osteodense and what the biochemical reaction is in the body? You said that they could be used simultaneously. So how does it affect the body so that we can explain that to people?
How does the Osteovent affect the body?
With the Fosamax.
Oh, it doesn't. The Osteovent doesn't interfere with Fosamax at all. And so, for instance, my friend here, whose sister had osteoporosis for years, wouldn't go off Fosamax because she had such belief in her physicians, and would only take, I mean, she's had severe osteoporosis for 12 years, would only take one Osteodent. Well, John was just happy to get her on anything. Well, in the next year, the physicians or the radiologist, whoever it was that was reading her scan, said, you know, we can't believe what's happening here. And so, as Dr. Naidu said, it's not going to interfere or change anything that's going on with the Fosamax, except for the fact that whatever Osteodent is doing in terms of getting the absorption of the calcium, whatever. So I don't know all the details or don't understand how all that works, but
I'm not answering the question. Yes and no, and I understand where you're at with it. Because if the Fosamax prevents the bone from releasing the old cells, okay, it would still become brittle, and would the bone, would somebody still have a problem with the bone being fragile?
It makes sense that that would still be happening, and I don't understand, but all I know is that was the one situation I know for sure where they wouldn't go off the Fosamax and they got improvement. So
okay.
I don't know. I really don't know either. It's a good question.
Okay.
But, I mean, the whole key would be, in fact, 50% of women that are put on these drugs go off, take themselves off of them because of the side effects. And I didn't even mention the fact that esophageal cancer of the esophagus is well documented in New England Journal of Medicine with people on Fosamax. And if you know anybody and know anything about these drugs, they're told to sit up for 30 minutes upright. Do not lie down. Sit upright. Do not eat anything for 30 minutes. That's how corrosive it is to the esophagus.
Yeah.
You don't want them to come back up. So there's that. There's joint pain. There's FDA even released to physicians a whole statement about the joint pain on these drugs.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Any one last question before we conclude the call? No. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Lactoferrin-gold. That's one of my favorites. In fact, I heard he asked a question. And Alan, I remember being at his house. It was Anika and I think it was convention. And they had this little 10-week-old kitten. And she had like 5 brothers and sisters. And looked like she was going to die. And we actually mixed up lactoferrin-gold and milk in a little bowl. Made it bright orange milk. And gave it just to her, and she drank half of it, or she drank it all, actually, and then we gave her more, like, I don't know, 4 hours later, and then the next morning, she had another little bowl of lactoferrin milk, and I remember Alan saying that next afternoon that she was up playing with her brothers, and she lived, so.
Wow. I've never heard that one.
Amazing stuff, yeah.
Well, and yeah, like I said, I love lactoferrin for so many reasons. So it really, truly is, it's one of our foundational nutritionals that everybody should be on.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for everybody being on. And we will be on Friday morning, Brainstorm Friday, with challenges, opportunities, and ideas on Friday, 8:30 Eastern.
It was a great call. This was awesome, guys. I really appreciate the reiteration of the things we know, but it just underlines it at a whole different level when you, hear it again. So thank you so much for that.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.